This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Site. So much appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, that you are involved and engaged in doing things. It's always good if you're doing something. You should be doing something. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate it. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live and listen live, take the poll. You can buy a coffee cup, because the coffee tastes so much better in the cup. Look, watch. Just watch my face. Look. Oh, I know, you're on radio, you can't see it. Well, if you're watching on Facebook, which some of you are doing, you could see that. You can, like I said, head up to the website, realside.com. It's all up there, including my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been afraid to talk about. Oh, you've been told to be afraid of. You've been told to be afraid. So don't do what they tell you to do, because every time we do, right, they take advantage of us, uranium deal. Every time something like that happens, right? You know what I'm saying? Anyway. We'll talk about that later on. I don't want to get into the uranium deal right now, because again, there'll be a lot to discuss. And really, what the Clinton Foundation was, how they were involved, because they've been clean. You heard her today. Yes, Mrs. Clinton came out and said, "Hey, look, they've been doing this for years. There's nothing here." You know. Her answer to everything she does wrong, everything that she does wrong, is it's a right-wing conspiracy. I always thought that was funny. So they never do anything. They never do anything wrong. They try to take credit for a lot of things that may go right, but they never do anything wrong. I don't know if you've noticed that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I just wrote about this in Hollywood. I just wrote about the scandals in Hollywood, the nasties in Hollywood, what's going down in Hollywood. And guess what? As usual, well, I guess not every time, but most of the time, I'm right. This is just, Weinstein was just the tip of the iceberg. Now, that was a gimme. Everybody knew that it went deeper. But the Hollywood pedophilia that happens, the sexual assault on your kids, and shame on you parents that are out there buying stuff from Nickelodeon and some of the other Hollywood studios when it comes to this kind of thing. You know these people are animals. We have proof over the years. It just happened. Listen, you have people like, what's this guy's name? Dan Schneider. He's a former actor and producer at Nickelodeon, and he's responsible for nearly every one of their biggest successes in the last 20 years. Now, Schneider had produced and written the shows that have given the, breakthrough stars like, I don't know any of these kids. Ariana Grande, Amanda Burns, and Victoria Justice. These ring a bell to you?
The first two. Third one.
First two? Oh, see. Well, you are younger than I am, so it would be. You would know.
A lot
younger. Okay. Thank you. Schneider has also been the subject of some very disturbing and consistent rumors for years. Why do we have to let it happen for years? See, for Hollywood, it's all about the money. Right? You only need to search his name on the internet and find some pretty darn nasty rumors about him. And they go, again, I realize that you shouldn't just jump up, but when you have this many rumors, when you have this many kids speaking out later on, why aren't we checking it? Why aren't we checking this out? And after the rumors, they still left kids alone in a room with him in his office. And his stories and stories and stories by people of his underage, the relationships with underage teenage stars. Again, I say, what the heck is that all about? 855, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. I'm looking at some of this stuff. There are stories about his relationship with underage teenage stars and how they led to spinoffs. Some of the girls that wouldn't be involved, we'll put it that way. Some of the girls that wouldn't be involved are gone now. Explain that one to me. They can't get any work. They're not going to be at any shows. Again, I say, what's that all about? You know it's true. You know there's something going on there.
It's having a hard time on Facebook.
Is it? So over the years, you know, again, as I said to you, many have come forward. But why do we have to? See, I'm frustrated because when it comes to our kids, right, we always talk about how much we protect our children, what we're going to do for our children, how to make sure that our children get taken care of, they don't get abused. And apparently, that's not so true. Right? It's not so true. It's not such a big deal. Now, over the years, many actors and users have told their stories all over the place, and nobody wants to listen. I don't know why nobody wants to listen. One of the greatest examples, big deal, of an alleged child predator producer is Dan Schneider, who created and wrote Zoe 101, All That, Victorious, iCarly. I don't know any of these shows. I guess our kids weren't, maybe they weren't old enough at the time or something. Huh?
They were on Disney.
They were on Disney? What do I know? Drake and Josh and All That. What I Like About You, the most successful written ever, is the children's entertainment television for the last 30 years. Robert Downey Jr. allegedly wrote about this guy. This just goes on and on and on. Hey, do me a favor. Keep buying Disney stuff. Keep buying Nickelodeon stuff. Right? Keep allowing them to pay these guys so they can abuse young kids. So exciting. Congressman Steve Knight joins me after the break. We're going to find out what Congress is doing, if anything. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008. estate, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
You see him pop up.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know there's a thousand other shows you can be listening to. Actually, about 3,000 of the shows, if you think about it. And we've chosen this one. I like to believe that it tells me how... Let me know how high your IQ is. You know what? Before we're waiting for the congressman to call in, but before we get there, I want to finish up a little bit on this story. Because if you think about, if you just tuned in, you know, Weinstein is just the tip of the iceberg here. Okay, as far as Weinstein goes. When you think about what he did to adults, We're seeing this break in Nickelodeon. And I talk about this in my piece, and I talked about this last night. I mean, they were moving people around that were accused, and I realize it's only an accusation, but they were moving people around that were accused of assaulting little children. And now, others are coming forward, and we're seeing how big this is going to be. You give it a couple of weeks. You watch what happens. And if you people keep supporting Nickelodeon after this, if you don't let them know how you feel about that, what they're allowing to happen, you're part of the problem. There's no way around it. You can't just blow this stuff off. And when you read these stories about 12 and 13 and 14-year-olds being sexually abused by these animals, I want you to look at your 12, 13, 14-year-old daughter or your niece or your granddaughter and tell me what that does to your stomach. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. My next guest I don't have on enough because I'm sure we're going to have a very exciting conversation here this evening. California Congressman Senator California Congressman Steve Knight joins me. Congressman, thanks for joining me tonight.
Well, thank you, Joe. I agree with you. Yeah, listen.
well, wait a minute. What about the senator thing? I mean, we're hearing that they're not. Her own team isn't supporting Feinstein. They're not interested in having her back again.
Yeah, no. I already did that at the state level. Not doing that again.
I call you a coward, but I know better. Oh, anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of activity in the state capitals, eh? A lot of things popping in the different houses and on the floors. Now, I know you don't play much with the senators, but an off question here. Do you guys get a hint of what's going to be going down on the floor in the Senate or what's brewing over there?
No. In fact, we don't even get a hint if they are going to do something on the floor. We would like them to do something, and we would certainly like them to, you know, move some of our legislation we've sent over there. But, no, we don't ever get a hint if they're doing something or if they're, you know, in there or, I don't know.
That's awake. Curious.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, I know the Congress has passed 300 and some odd bills. You'll have to give me the exact number. I don't know. But, you know, we constantly hear about how you're doing nothing back there. Congress is doing nothing. But the only noise is the two big legislations. The only noise is the tax bill. The only noise is the ACA. But you guys have passed quite a few bills. They're just stuck at the Senate level, are they not?
Yeah, you know, that's the truth, Joe. But, you know, the deal is if you get a piece of legislation, you got to get it through both houses and get it signed by the president. So, yeah, we have a lot of legislation, including 29 bills from the VA committee sitting over there in the Senate. And, you know, one of my bills that's hopefully going to be fast-tracked here pretty soon and get signed by the president. But it's a little frustrating. It really is. But I know people want... You know, they wanted health care reform. We did not get that through the Senate. They absolutely want a tax reform piece of legislation, and we are working on that. So, yeah, that's what people are talking about. So they're not talking about the things that just passed the House. They're talking about the things that pass everything and get signed.
Well, I'm going to ask you about some of those things that did pass the House in a few minutes. I want people to understand how the process works because, you know, again, as you said, you've got 29 bills for the VA sitting over there in the Senate. What could possibly hold up bills that would advance helping our veterans out?
Well, it's not just that, Joe. I mean, yes, a lot of these are Republican legislation, but many of them were hugely bipartisan, you know, 340-plus votes in the House, and they're sitting there. So it's, you know, I understand if you think something is controversial and it's going to take you a while or whatever, but there are so many things over there that are not, and they should just be able to move them through and start, you know, start showing the American people that, hey, yeah, we are doing things like helping out the VA, like helping out the financial institutions and things of that nature. So it's, you know, there's a lot of things over there that we get frustrated with, and we do pass legislation, but it is part of the entire deal, and you got to get it through all three.
And most of those are 51 votes to pass, correct? They don't need 60.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So it shouldn't be that big of a deal. It shouldn't be that big of a fight to push these things through.
Well, yeah, and let me take that back. A lot of them are still going to be 60-vote threshold. And that's why I bring up the bipartisan. If you've got something that's 340 over in the House, you should have no problem getting 60 or 70 votes over in the Senate. But, yes, some of them are going to just be a majority also.
Yeah, it's politics at its finest. Let's go back to the ACA, okay, the Affordable Care Act, if you would. Now, there are changes to that bill. You're trying to get it pushed through. It looks like it's dead this year. It's not dead forever, correct?
No. You know, the president and the vice president continue to talk about how it's going to come up again in the next year. I don't know what is going on. We've still got, you know, we're finishing the budget. We've got to get the reconciliation and get on with tax reform. And we've got big, big items that are following quickly after that, including infrastructure and, funding government and FAA reauthorization things. I mean,
well, but you say
everything seems to.
When you say tax reform, though, tax reform is like the immigration thing, right? When somebody says immigration reform, you have five people in the room. You'll get five different definitions of what that means. When you say tax reform, what? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. There is a framework out there. You can see it on my website. But basically, Ways and Means haven't released the brackets yet. But we know it's going to come down from seven brackets to probably four. We also know that most everyone, except maybe the top tier, is going to come down from their bracket right now. Corporate tax will go to 20%, and there'll be a doubling of the standard deduction. And then, the parts that we're working on are, you know, issues that really affect California and some of the other highly taxed states.
I know you believe in capitalism like I do, so we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
Yep.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Congressman Steve Knight joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure when you actually involved, get engaged. I know who you are. I know what you're doing. And I got to say, as we do all the time, with the OGs, right? The old guard listener. We shouldn't use OG, right? The old-time listener? Zell. Happy birthday, Zell. Zell's been a listener for, what, 107 years now, I think? Anyway, he's been there pretty much since day one, always positive input for the show, always encouraging me to go on. And I don't know if that's good or bad. Some people would like you to encourage me not to go on. Zell, thanks for being with us. Happy birthday. Eat an extra piece of cake for me. Don't have an extra drink for me. Just have an extra piece of cake for me. Always appreciate the time that you guys are spending encouraging me and sending me stories. Stories are always good, too. Appreciate that as well. And the memes, Zell. Zell is the only listener that actually got me in a world of trouble with one meme that he put up years ago. He's been long been forgiven, but hey, keep up the good work, Zell. And thanks for being a listener. Let's get to Congressman Steve Knight joins me, as he does from time to time. Love having him on the show because he doesn't dance around stuff. We get real answers to real issues. And you know I like being real. Anyway, Congressman, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks.
And if you call in on your birthday, I'll play Paul McCartney singing Happy Birthday to you, too.
Okay. All right.
That's simple. We were talking about taxes and what needs to be done to push taxes. When I was saying tax reform, it's interesting, again, when the thing first hit, right away the people on the hard left said, hey, this is going to hurt all the lower socioeconomic groups. It's going to take money away from this program and that program. And it's like, guys, can we get it on paper? Can we look it through? Can we work through as a team and get these things done? Can we, please,
yeah,
can we all just get along?
And that's what's going on. You know what, Joe? Some people just want to be mad, and that's what makes them happy. So I'm okay with that. But there are some issues that we're still working through. And we like to hear from Democrats to see, hey, how can we make this better? And then give us some ideas. We're open to that. But the big things that we're working on right now are the SALT issue, the state and local tax deduction, and the property taxes. And I know that a lot of my realtor friends who have been calling and all that say that, you know, that's the big problem. Well, we know that. We've already talked to the speaker and the chairman and McCarthy and everyone, and we've pulled together a caucus of the high-tax states like Pennsylvania and Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, us, and Illinois, and said, hey, we've got to fix this issue before we can move forward with the vote. So those things, I want people to understand that they're not something that's just going to go by. We are working through these problems so that we can make sure that everybody's getting a tax break, and the biggest impact is on the middle class. I mean, that's really where this was focused on, so let's keep it focused there.
Yeah, one of the challenges that you particularly have is that you come from one of those states that wants to tax the crud out of us. I'm being nice, you know, is that,
yeah.
You know, between the gas tax and other taxes coming up in this state and some of the other things that they want to do, we're going to be in a world of hurt in this state if California gets its way. Agreed?
Well, I don't know. I think the people in Sacramento just think that it is an unlimited bucket of resources, and, you know, we can keep going to the well until it's dry.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's dry. I would have thought it was going to be dry 20, 25 years ago when they just taxed that out of us, but it keeps happening. So, you know, another 12 cents coming in November 1st on each gallon of gas, and that's a tax that hits, you know, the working class that, like coming from our district, that are commuting, you know, 20, 40, 60 miles one way to get to work. And, you know, if you come from a place that you have to commute 85 miles a day, that 12 cents per gallon starts to really hamper things that you want to do. So
it's a big deal. I know you have no control at the federal level, Congressman, but I think it's hilarious that they just passed an affordable housing tax where they're actually going to add on fees to houses so they can credit those fees to other people who could barely afford a house. It makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't know what we're going to do.
Now, Joe, you said it. Joe, you said I have no authority at the federal level, but you meant state level, right?
Yes, at the state level. That's what I meant, yes. No, I mean, because I always hear, you know, you hear things that happen here. Well, why can't Congressman so-and-so do this? Why can't because it's a state issue. Take it back to the state. The state has to deal with some of these things first. And maybe they could build a coalition with the federal government to help out in certain areas to remove regulations. Can you get rid of the AQMD for us? Never mind. That's a story for another day, right?
You know, it's interesting. This last week I had two tax roundtables, and I brought in businesses and folks to talk about the tax plan. And they gave me some great feedback and some ideas to come back and talk to the tax people to Ways and Means about. But so many of the issues came out, and I said, you know, that's a state issue. And then something else would come, you know, that's a state issue. And finally I had to say, you know, I'm the congressman, I'm not your state senator anymore. I, you know, really can't help you with how Sacramento screws everything up. I can help you with this tax plan, though. So let's try and stay focused on that. But, you know, Sacramento has got this this unending appetite to make sure that people don't take too much money home.
Well, Congressman, we're on five stations in California, and I constantly get questions about, you know, if California becomes has become a sanctuary state, and, you know, getting money from the federal government, eventually they're gonna be hit pretty hard with funds they're getting back from the feds. They're gonna it is an issue with some of these things they're doing, is it not?
It absolutely is, and we told the governor, you know, this is about 8 months ago when he came out and he spoke to us, and we said, hey, please don't sign this. You know, whether we agree with it or not, that's not the issue. The issue is if you sign this, the other states, when they go into appropriations, are going to look at us and say, well, heck, why would we give money to California? They're doing all these crazy things like making themselves a sanctuary state. So that really puts us into a box when it comes to appropriations. It might not be a bill that's written, but it will be how the other states look at appropriating money. And so, you know, I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but we did tell the governor, look, if it does happen, what the heck do we say? The California wants to do whatever the heck California wants to do, and they could care less about everybody else. That's not a good way. So, but he signed it, and, you know.
Yeah, we move on, and we try to make things work. I just think that people don't look. They're so mad at the president. I'm not going to drag you into my conversation, but they're so mad at the president. I think sometimes they overlook what's good for the people as a whole, and they think, you know, we've forgotten that we're Americans first. We're not Republicans or Democrats first. We're Americans first. We should be doing what's right for America, for the United States. It's just amazing.
Well, and absolutely. And Joe, I can say, you know, when I was a state legislator, I was furious with our governor. Furious. But I also knew, you know, if I want to get something done for my district, if I want to get something done for the state, I got to get, you know, something that is written that I can, you know, show to Republicans and Democrats and to the governor and say, look, this is why this is good. And that's, you know, that's the art of trying to get something done, is making people of different parties understand why you're trying to do it and why it's good.
Yeah.
So, some people just, they're not happy unless they're mad. So.
Okay, so let's talk about, I'm going to take you out of this country for a minute. Let's talk about ISIS a little bit. ISIS being on the run, ISIS starting to be dissolved a bit. Now, I know sometimes we don't get the whole story. Is ISIS really becoming a weak entity? Is it really starting to dissolve and fall apart?
Yeah, so I'll say it this way. Yes, we knew we were going to be squeezing ISIS like a water balloon, and as they would kind of make a noise over here, we could squish them there and so on and so forth, and that's what's really happening, and that's what a big deal Raqqa was. But understand, that's not all terrorist activity, and that's not everything that's happening in the world. So, yes, we've talked about this for about a year, that by the end of the year, ISIS would have a very small footprint, and that's what's happening. And our military is the best in the world, and our military is taking them out in a very military-type way. So, but that's not the end of terrorism, and that's not the end of bad people out there. But,
no. But we're serious now. They see that we're
it's
serious.
A huge
we're actually
step.
Moving
yes,
forward.
Yes, absolutely huge step.
Yeah. Yep. And these are some emails I got prior to us talking this evening. The Iran deal. You know, you've got a mixed bag there. You've got some people, and that sounder in my ear tells me we have to go to commercial. But on the Iran deal, I just want to talk about the pros and cons. Pulling out. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side. I'm going to reattach my tongue and my lips, and we'll be back right after the break.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also, there's a live chat room going on up there for those of you who are not Facebook friendly. If you are Facebook friendly, then we're also live up on Facebook as well. While you're on the website, go ahead and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things the left has taught you to be afraid of over the years. But if you read the book, you find out you don't have to be. Not a big deal. You know, Kevin Sorbo, right, one night on the show said that he laughed. He went to D.C. And on his way to D.C., he read my book. And he said, I laughed all the way. And the people next to me, who I didn't know, started reading bits and pieces of it and started laughing as well. So you can get a chuckle, you can enjoy, and you might even learn something. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Congressman Steve Knight from California joins me. And, Congressman, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
We we were talking. Now, I know that ISIS isn't gone and done, and I agree with you 100%. We have the best military fighting team on the face of the planet. But I think people need to know that we really are making inroads. We really are taking a bite out of terrorism activity across the world.
Yeah, don't take my words as light. We are absolutely moving the ball and absolutely crushing them. The unfortunate part, you know, is you've got the internet, you've got a lot of ways to reach out to people and do recruiting and things like that, and prey on people that are maybe looking for something in their lives. And so it's a never-ending battle, is to make sure that we are on top of this and we're continually moving forward with the battle against terrorism. But we are squishing ISIS.
I like it. Listen, let's talk a little bit about Iran and the Iranian deal. You know, leaders across the world have a little different viewpoint on this. They're not all exactly on the same page. And when it comes to pulling out of the Iran deal, which my understanding is, and I don't think any of us really understood how this works, it has to be recertified every 90 days by the president or something along those lines. And when we pull out and stop, what does that actually do?
So my complete understanding of this is that there is a mechanism by him not certifying by going to Congress. Now, Congress can do a number of things. They can push for sanctions. They can put more things on the deal. So it allows us to be involved in this. If you remember last time, as the deal came forward by the Secretary of State and President, Congress really didn't have anything. You know, we voted on a no confidence on the floor in the deal, and that was a majority, but it didn't stop the deal. The deal was basically brokered by the administration and the administration only. So now at least Congress will be involved so we can put our input in. Now, you're talking to somebody who believes that they have absolutely broken parts of the agreement. And many people would say, well, no, they haven't. Well, yes, they have. There is a spirit of the agreement that we believe that you are not working toward ballistic weapons, and they have been. There's also the agreement that they are not moving toward nuclear weapons. And even though they've shut down the centrifuges, there are easily ways that they can get them back up and quickly. So there are just too many things out there that I think if we put more restrictions on this deal, they couldn't do these things and they would be stuck where they are today, which is basically what I thought the deal was about.
Oh, I agree. There's so many, and I won't go through them again because I pound on them on the show on a regular basis, but there's so many parts of that deal that make absolutely no sense for us. They give us no teeth whatsoever. If you want to rewrite the deal, great, but you know, let's sneak North Korea into this conversation. Didn't we have this conversation, this same deal, 20 years ago with North Korea? And look at where we are today.
Yeah, and North Korea is just a whole other can of worms right now. But I think if you're going to stop the Ayatollahs from doing what they want to do, which is basically move forward and take over land and countries and ideologies and make them their own, I mean, push their ideology on other countries, then we've got to be the force that says, you know what, that isn't what's going to happen. And they know that a way to get there is by having nuclear weapons. So as far as North Korea, though, that's a whole different deal right now. The community, the worldwide community has got to step up. And it can't just be China. It can't just be us. It's got to be the worldwide community that says, you know what, this is going in a direction that brings all of us into danger. And there's got to be more commitment from other countries.
How do you get that? It seems like nobody wants to get involved anymore. Everybody's afraid to stick their toe in the water, if you would. But this is a guy that thinks he's a god, that truly believes he's a god. And if he blows this whole place to bits, he just wave his hand and it'll come back together again or something. I mean, how do you fight something like that? And you said, you know, the world needs to get on board. Do they just not see it? Do they just not want to be there?
Well, I don't know. You know, if you don't feel like you're in danger, do you feel like you've got to take this task? You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world, and if you don't feel like you're in danger of this, then you got to move on to the other thing. But, I do think that a lot of the world is in danger at this point, and that we really don't know what he might do on a daily basis. And so I think that if the worldwide community came together and said, you know what, this just cannot go on. There'd be more pressure on China to just shut down the economic impact, turn off the lights, you know? So, but there's got to be that kind of pressure on China. I think China is just kind of going through the motions right now, and they need to shut this down.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I agree that if more people put pressure on China, it'd also make a difference as well. I'm always amazed, though, as you say, until they actually come for them, right? Just like, you know, the wars in Europe. What are they waiting for? Are they waiting for the Germans to start coming down the street going, oh, my God, maybe we should do something?
Yeah.
Call the Americans. Now, they'll help us out, right? It's always amazing to me. Yeah, right. It's not bothering us. It's not hurting us. So it's no big deal. I'm just, again, always amazed at these kind of things. You know, come back to our economy here in this country. You know, I love what's happening here. I love that we're seeing some changes in the economy. We're seeing some people going back to work and what have you. I've always been skeptical of the numbers because we still have a large group of people that are not seeking work yet. But you're in it. You're in the middle of everything. Are we truly seeing companies bringing money back to this country, actually opening new warehouses and plants and that kind of stuff? Is it actually happening from your point of view?
Yeah, I think it's better. I do. I think that it's not just the stock market. I think that you are seeing a little bit more confidence from companies in the corporate world, but they are watching, and they want some sort of a package, some sort of a tax reform package that they can say, okay, now this will really kind of keep us boosted for, you know, quarters, years, things like that. And we can grow it at 3% instead of this stagnant 1.6 or 7% that we've been doing for the last 10 years. So, I think they're watching and the confidence is there, but they need something. So that's what we got to do. And we got to produce this.
One of the questions I got was, does Congressman Knight really believe that you could do a tax form on a postcard?
Yeah, well, for a lot of people. Yes, for a lot of people. If you get a W-2 from your job and you own a house or you are paying rent or something like that and you don't have anything else, then, yeah, why couldn't you? Why couldn't you just put it on a postcard? I mean, everything is there. So, for a lot of people, if your taxes are not that complicated, yeah, you could. I mean, my son, full-time work, he's going to be able to do it on his card. I know many people that, like I said, if it's a W-2 and you just pay your rent or own one house, yeah.
Yeah. No, I see the ease of it. I just think it's funny, and please forgive me because I know you're there. There isn't anything the government does that actually ends up being that easy. So it's. I think that's what the question was about.
Well, I agree. I agree. So there should be some skepticism there, but, you know, it's going to work for a huge amount of people.
Yeah, right along with, we're from the government. We're here to help. Listen.
That's right. Let us in.
Tell people where they get more information, about the way you would approach some of these issues on your website and what have you.
Yeah, so you can always go to my website, knight.house.gov. And see what we're doing. We also have a Facebook page, Representative Knight. And, we try and put as much information out there as we possibly can, what's happening in our district and what's happening in Congress.
You know, I know you hate when people do this to you, but real quick, I know you, and I've had people tell me stories about how you and your staff have helped people outside of your district. So I appreciate what you've done for other people. I appreciate what you've done for Americans, and you don't live in a little corner of your little hole there, and you just take care of your own. So I appreciate everything you do time with tonight. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Our mad black man from Baltimore joins us in the next hour. You don't want to miss him because he's wound up.